Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chad Kreider. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton who is chasing the ball. Tartabull reaches third base with a triple. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Tartabull scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chad Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tommy hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Baines reaches second base with a double. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomey is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tomey moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tomey scores. Murray moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Baldwin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peña for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga misplays the ball. That's an error on Berga. Guillen moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen moves to third. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Martinez, who is chasing the ball. Espinoza reaches third base with a triple. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Espinoza scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel bunts towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. Baines moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ventura is walked intentionally. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 2 in the game. Kreuter strikes out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2. And the White Sox won. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thome for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gielen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Gielen reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gielen scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez bunts towards third. Thome fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ramirez. Phillips scores. Martinez moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Poole now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Baines hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Baines reaches second base with a double. Martinez scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Tartabull is walked intentionally. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, White Sox. Eric Plunk now pitching. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreuter is 0-for-3 in the game. Kreuter takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to third. Tartabull moves to second. Darren Lewis pinch runs for Danny Tartabull. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Espinoza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Thomas now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Espinoza moves to second. Bill Sime is now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Espinoza moves to third. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Berga reaches second base with a double. Espinoza scores. Lofton moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Bell reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. Berga scores. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thome strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Shuey now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Karchner now pitching. Jeremy Burnett's pinch hits for Tony Pena. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett's hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Espinoza hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now catching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Ventura is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreuter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Espinoza scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kreuter for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-4 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durham moves to third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham tags and scores. Dillon tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Ron Karkoviche now catching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.